Mati 219.
Quote number 32. The servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work.
Body means the will to receive,
since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that he does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in completeness. Thus, what will you get out of this working? Then, because there is no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion.
And
then, because there is no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion.
Meaning, for no other reason. I don't have any other reason.
This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others.
At least he should see, he wants to see that.
But during the katnut, smallness or infancy, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since he does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also he does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to him. So, what pleasure would others have from it? Then the suffering is harsh. And the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount where the Creator has mercy on him and gives him a taste in the servitude of the Creator. As it is written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
Meaning, continue.
Excerpt number 33 from Rabash, what is for you are the least of all of the peoples in a work. How can one muster the strength to overcome the body when he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust? What joy can he receive from this work? Even more perplexing, how can one need and want to work when he feels no taste in it? This would be understandable if he had no choice. We can understand when a person is forced to work, but how is it possible to want such a work which feels tasteless? And since he does not have the strength to overcome and feel joy in such a work, how can he serve the king in such a lowly state, when he feels the taste of dust while serving the king? Hence, in this regard, he does not ask the Creator to give him the revelation of his greatness, so he will feel a good taste in it. Rather, he asks the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome the body and work gladly, because now he can work only for the Creator, since the will to receive does not enjoy work that tastes like dust.
Yes.
Excerpt number 34 from Rabash, the order of the work. When one believes in the delight and pleasure that exists in above reason, he comes to consciously feel to know the evil within him. That is, he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, he achieves recognition. That is, he feels in all the organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving for oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason, who obstructs him from reaching the good. This is his standard. That is, to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason, to that extent he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, the recognition of evil yields the sensation of delight and pleasure, since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the evil. This is done primarily through prayer, when he asks the Creator to give everything in bestowal, called dvekut, adhesion. Through these kelim, vessels, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning that there will be no need for the concealment, because there will be already kelim that are fit to receive.
Again,
35, go ahead.
Excerpt 35 from Rabash. Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God and bow before His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Exalt means that if one wants to know the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, we can obtain this only through dvekut, adhesion, and equivalence of form. Thus, what is equivalence of form, and how does one achieve equivalence of form? Bow before His holy mountain. Bowing means surrendering. It is when one lowers his reason and says that what the reason understands or does not understand, I annul and subjugate it. Before which quality do I subjugate it? Before His holy mountain. Har, mountain in Hebrew, means hirhurim, or reflections in Hebrew, meaning thoughts. His holy, for holy, means separated from the matter. This means that he removes himself from the desire of reception. Bow means submitting the body, even though it disagrees, and taking upon oneself only thoughts of kedusha, thoughts of holiness. This is the meaning of bow before His holy mountain. Why must we submit ourselves to thoughts of kedusha, meaning to retire from receiving in order to receive? It is because the Lord our God is holy, for the Creator only bestows. For this reason, one must be in equivalence of form with the Creator, and by this we can obtain the exaltedness of the Creator. Afterwards, we can achieve the attainment of the exaltedness of the Lord our God. Again.